Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the sign of, I'm here to cover the sign of Pisces for the year 2025. All other signs, the link to the show for you is in the description of this show if you guys haven't listened yet. All right, so Pisces, we couldn't get you in last in this yearly show, so you get your own show. So it fits because this is the power year, right? It actually is the beginning of a year and a half, all of 2025, and the first half of 2026 when we are moving through an epic energy combination. So what this is the Saturn-Neptune conjunction and how almost everything major that's happening, especially in 2025, is answering to that. And guess what, Pisces? It's happening in your sign. So it's quite the thing. When we look back in time, the last time these two got together and went back and forth like they're going to be doing in the next year and a half, between the last sign of the zodiac and the first sign of the zodiac, marking the end of a huge cycle, a huge story in life, and the beginning of a new story, was about three quarters of the way through the 800s, and before that, the middle of the 500s. So it's been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years since this has happened. And so it's a very major thing, right? And so what we're looking at as a general theme for you guys is that there have been things that your soul has been tied to karmically through many past lifetimes that has impacted or informed the development of who you are. And this year and a half coming up, you are going to reach whatever level you were meant to reach with that, and you're going to be letting go of certain parts of yourself that you're now done with. You are graduating, and so you are ready to kind of step into this new version of yourself. And it's really, it's an intense thing, right? And so to that end, you really want to be looking at where you are, you know, where you are with your body, where you are with your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. And I think more than anything, your personal needs and desires, Pisces. And, you know, what is going on with this as it pertains to, you know, your goals and ambitions in life? What's going on artistically with you? What's happening with the spiritual side of your personal growth? What's happening when it comes to your identity and romantic union? You know, are there past life souls that you're going to be reaching some kind of, you know, level with or letting go of in the next year and a half? What's going on, you know, with how you acquire or share information? Are you going to dive in one last time into something really profound? If there are issues that you're feeling challenged about with boundaries with people or situations or with what's going on, you know, with bad habits or addictions or secrets or deceptions, you may be tackling those for the very last time in this year and a half ahead as well. And then this new goal, the new ambition, the new potential in your life where you're going to put a whole lot of time and effort and work into because you can feel what's coming. This is going part of the going back and forth throughout this year and a half ahead. This is going to be focused on making money on any products that you're a part of. Anything going on with purchasing power or what you're doing with your possessions, what's going on with, you know, what you're committing to regarding your values and how you're being valued, and what you're building. Okay, so those two arenas of life are the thrust, everything, I believe, you know, going on. The North Node of Destiny, you know, once every 18 years, it comes along and moves into your sign, and that's what's happening starting on January 11th, and it's going to be there for a year and a half. So destiny is taking you by the hand, Pisces. There are going to be certain things that are fated and meant to be that put you out there in some way that isn't the norm. You know, you don't always get these kind of opportunities, right? And so this will be guiding you towards, you know, things that put you front and center and allow you to see the potential of, like, how far you've come in the hundreds and hundreds of years and where you want to go next. So very profound stuff. And it's also, you know, that's not the only thing leading into it. You know, Chiron has since 2018 been in Aries. And so, you know, you in this year ahead, we still have two more years of this, or a little bit more than two years. So, you know, you're still dealing with any wounds or vulnerabilities or healing needs around income, purchases, products, possessions. You're also really being guided to step into your teacher, healer, guru energy, your ability to help others through the realms of what you're doing to make your money, what the products you're putting out there, what's going on with your purchases or possessions. So that's an ongoing theme in the year ahead. Pluto, as you know, started its 20-year journey through Aquarius. So the whole year with Pluto in Aquarius, you're going to be going through those powerful situations behind the scenes. Let me get into that a little bit more in a second. Let's continue to talk about the two main areas that are being impacted. So when we get to the eclipses, you know, the real power points in the year, there's four of those, and those are going to be focused in these same arenas, Pisces. So the full moon lunar eclipse on September 7th of 2025 is in your sign. So very powerful high points, peaks, achievements, wrap-ups, endings that are really felt on a personal or physical level for you, so center stage around that time. The new moon solar eclipse on March 29th is in that realm of personal income, purchases, products, possessions. That gives you an incredibly powerful launch forward into anything new or next chapter with those themes. And then the other two eclipses, those are opposite you, and so, you know, they're really going to be reflective of what you're going through, and those are going to be about your relationships, Pisces, so can be focused on a romantic partnership, a business partnership, what's happening with your clients, your agents, your attorneys, your specialists, any, you know, important one-on-one situation for you. And so there's a full moon lunar eclipse on March 14th, major breakthroughs or peak moments or endings there. And then the new moon solar eclipse on September 21st, brand new relationships or brand new opportunities through current relationships or new chapters with these people. Incredibly powerful stuff. So we have that. Then the first Mercury retrograde in the retrogrades this year is going to be in your sign, you know, start, it's going to start in the zone of income, purchases, products, and possessions, and back into your sign where it's going to be about you. So you'll be reassessing, releasing, rekindling, reworking things. This runs from March 15th through April 7th. And overlapping that, believe it or not, Venus is also going to retrograde in the same freaking territory. I mean, believe it. So that's going to run from March 1st through April 12th. And so again, you know, going back from income, purchases, products, possessions, back into a focus on you, your identity, image, brand, name, body, involvement, needs, you know, but with a focus on Venus, what your do-over is about love or money in those realms or about beauty or pleasure in those realms. So you can see, I mean, almost everything is focusing there. So, you know, going back then to Pluto, like I said, Pluto will spend the whole year, you know, in your 12th house, obviously many, many years in your 12th house. So deep deconstruction and rebirthing going on with the artistic, romantic, or spiritual side of your life, with anything going on with research or development or institutions. So that's just an ongoing theme for you. Really purging anything that has to do with bad habits, addictions, secrets, or deceptions as well, if any of that is going on around you. And, you know, this year Jupiter moves into Cancer for the very first time in 12 years. It's going to move in on June 9th, and it's going to stay for a little over a year until June 30th of 2026. So Pisces, you're going to love this. Jupiter in this territory for you wants to bring something big into your world, some happiness, some prosperity, some growth, some luck. And it's going to come into your romantic life, your love life, or through a specific lover. It is going to come through what's going on with children. It's going to come through your creative talents and projects. And it's going to come through anything recreational you're doing to have fun. So that's like a really wonderful place to host Jupiter. And so you should really watch what's going to sticking up in June onward. Maybe you'll travel, you know, for love or with the kids or something at a distance is going really big, or, you know, maybe there's a legal contract for your creative opportunities, things like that. And then we also have the other two Mercury retrogrades this year. So the one that goes from July 17th through August 11th will be taking Pisces back in a do-over regarding work, health, or animals. So you get to kind of go back and readdress something or release something if you're done with it. Also could involve a coworker, hired help, paperwork. So maybe it's time to let go of somebody or have somebody from the past come back around. So just expect things to slow down and to be working on that during that time. And then the last Mercury retrograde from November 9th through the 29th, that is a do-over that's going to start in your zone of career and goals and personal ambitions and any kind of authority figures, and then back into your zone of travel, legal, educational, media, ceremonial, religious, and political themes. So, you know, starting to go back and readdress some old opportunities or issues or people, you know, and see what is possible to get right there. So that is the overview and the main things going on for Pisces. Again, sorry I couldn't get you in. That was a whole two-hour show for all the other signs, and I just couldn't talk as fast as I could. So you guys get your own separate show, and I hope it's a wonderful year ahead. There's definitely some good things there to look forward to. And it's Zoe Moon, and I will talk to you guys next time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.